Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I'ma pull up in the Mozzie, me and the whip got a body. This shit, I don't need a colonic, I count up a check in a bonnet. Kehlani, I got a tsunami, put it on him when he get a new line. All this drip, don't need no stylist. Hellcat pussy, low mileage. Got a water but tag, graduated from the U of Finesse. The nigga hit me, wanna give me a check. I need a salon, bitches press. Yeah, I'm flat finesse. He pay when he call, I collect. Look, copy, go back to your desk. I'm hurting these bitches, I ain't even dressed. This t-shirt, Versace. The two-piece, Cavalli. He eat me, hibachi. Now that's a sloppy toppy. Ride like a Kawasaki. This Chanel, I know Hibachi's. Talk your shit, I'm on your block. And we ain't pulling no Takashi. 2018 when I bag it up. Such gon' leave this bitch mad at us. I don't know why niggas mad at us. Drag a bitch right out her Acura. Love him as well, it ain't fat enough. But when I was, you can add it up. Baddie gon' eat it like Dracula. This ain't a raw, but I'm acting up. You get popped, no Pennywise. Money getting stacked up, selling hot. Weekend cool, no enterprise. Got it right now, no getting back. Brand new drip, Chanel slides. The motherfucker hurt, but he still fly. No pressure, ain't gotta sell back. Wake up next day, I'm still high. Chanel bag, Chanel tag. These wee bitches gon' still sweat. Chanel slide, Chanel fly. Bitch going broke, tryna get slack. Chanel bag, Chanel tag. These wee bitches gon' still sweat. Chanel slide, Chanel fly. Bitch going broke, trying to get flat.
I'ma pull up in the Porsche. Me and money married, no divorce. Making bitches sick with no remorse. You just gotta let it run its course. See, I got that drip like a coat. Snorting, then running down your throat. Hands down, you won't get a vote. Yogi Bears, they don't want no smoke. My neck game match my wrist game. Swallows victory like I'm Liu Kang. Your ex-boyfriend is my new main. And I'ma swipe it up like it's low main. Face it, big, big checks, I chase it. Double C's even when I'm naked. Sitting pretty ready for the taking. And I'm waiting. 100 grand wrapped in a rubber band. Hits that sip, I'ma pop that. Spit 20 grand on Chanel bags. Such a bad habit, need to stop that. Ain't nothing changed but the money. Stack it till it starts spilling on me. I'm the shug every other's honey. And y'all hoes show is ugly.
You get popped, no Pennywise. Money getting stacked up, selling hot. Weekend cool, no enterprise. Got it right now, no getting back. Brand new drip, Chanel slides. The motherfucker hurt, but he still fly. No pressure, ain't gotta sell back. Wake up next day, I'm still high. Chanel bag, Chanel tag. These wee bitches gon' still sweat. Chanel slide, Chanel fly. Bitch going broke, tryna get slack. Chanel bag, Chanel tag. These wee bitches gon' still sweat. Chanel slide, Chanel fly. Bitch going broke, tryna get slack.
What up, what up, y'all? It's your girl, Ms. M-R-O, and we are live with Gossip and Hip Hop. What's up, Sky?
Yes.
Hey, boo! Long time no here.
Girl, oh my
yes,
God.
Yes, we are back.
I've missed it here so much. I know.
Yes,
I feel like it's been so long.
I know. I missed everyone. Like, I missed being on the radio, definitely.
Yes, but we are here, darling. So how are you feeling? What's
yes.
going on?
Over here feeling festive. I definitely love Bruno Mars' new song and video. It is so sexy.
I haven't got into it yet.
Oh, you have to get into it. Y'all must get into it. You must. It's a sexy vibe. Oh my God!
I'm ready to like look it up now, just so I can peek. Is it called? Oh,
exactly.
Leave the Door Open.
It's
okay.
So sexy. Like it gives you that R&B laid back with the top back with your boo or whoever you might want to be with. You know.
One thing I love about Bruno Mars, I love how he just capitalizes on certain sounds of certain eras. I love that. I think that is so cool.
Yes, and you know what? The awesome thing about him, though, he merges everything together and make it his own. Because he has a beautiful, beautiful voice.
Yes, he does. Very talented.
And then he got his little band with him and shit. They singing together. And the video is hot, though. Like, all day today, I think I watched it maybe about 5 or 6 times today already.
Speaking of watching, did you watch the Coming to America? I seen you were really excited about
We're going to watch that later after we get off from the show. Yeah, we're going to watch that later.
Yes. I don't know.
Definitely. Have you watched it yet?
Honestly. No, I haven't watched it. I did get a couple. Well, I only got one bad review, really. But no, actually,
I mean, a lot of
people
have been trashing it. Some people loved it, and some
people
didn't.
Yeah, it is mixed reviews. But you
see,
know how
my
people
thing
are.
Is with
I'm
that,
sure I like it.
I think one
sure
thing
I
people
like
need
it.
To, when they do look at the new movie, they need to stop trying to compare the new moments to the old moments.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, just enjoy the characters. You know, because it's going to be nostalgia for me when I watch it, you know.
Right. And, like, for me, it would just be about, I loved the first movie. The first movie was a classic. And I'm just grateful that they come
definitely.
Together. And they're still here to be able to come together to do, like, a sequel. That's a big thing. Especially as many people
exactly.
we've lost through the years. It's amazing.
I see Congress pass the bill.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I really stopped following that whole fiasco.
I know.
It just gives me anxiety. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Did they pass it? Did they not pass it? How fast they pass it? It's just crazy. So I just really backed away from
it. I just happened to see it on Facebook. I was on my news feed, and I just happened to see the NBC article. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so I see that it passed through the House as well as the Senate. So that money is definitely coming. $1,400 to all single people making under $75,000 a year. $2,800 for every married couple making under $100,000 a year. I can't remember what it's for the kids. Do you remember what it is, what you get for each kid? Do they still do the $1,400? Do they do the $800? I'll find out, child.
Okay.
Like how much you get for each child, because that was a big thing, too.
Exactly.
Yes, because I definitely got some illegitimate children out here I can claim for the check. So we're definitely trying to get the coin and the coin. Not illegitimate children.
Oh, my God, the bastard.
It's give us fucking scandal. Oh, speaking of scandal. Oh gosh, it definitely was a moment for me yesterday finding out that unfortunately the TV show Pose will be ending with the third season.
Oh my God, sis, I was devastated. Like I was like, so you mean to tell me it's only going to be a couple of episodes and it's done, like completely done?
Right. I think it's going to be, what, 6 episodes or something like that?
I think girl, they said 7. I think it's going to be 6 to 7 episodes.
Girl, for me, it's given what happened. It's given what happened.
I don't know. You know, it's so fucked up.
Who's the guy in charge
of
that show? Who's that guy that's in charge of that show? Lee Pitt. What's his name?
Who, the white guy? What's his name? Ryan something. Yeah, that's the producer.
I feel like something had to happen. I'm sure it involved him. Like,
yeah,
because
they said that
the network off.
Because they said he had a deal with Disney, but now he doesn't have
Ryan
that deal
Murphy.
With Disney anymore. He has a deal with somebody
Ryan
else.
Ryan Murphy
with Netflix. Yeah,
that's who it is. The Ryan Murphy guy.
Yeah,
something don't feel right. Something going on.
Yeah,
trust me, you know
it's money. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I honestly think that they could have took each of those characters and stretched. You know, because it don't always have to be about the look. Listen, I love all my ball girls and stuff. I'm not really into the ballroom scene. I enjoy watching, but I think it's not just all about the ballroom scene. I wanted to see the girls grow. I wanted to see their characters grow.
Yeah.
Like, what's her name? The one that met the guy at the beach on the last episode. Blanca. When she met
Blanca, yeah.
Yeah, when she met him, I wanted to see how their relationship blossomed. What did Angel do? Did she become a big top model? What did her and her husband, did they get married? Blah, blah, blah. Like, jail.
Girl, I feel very disheartened by the whole situation. But we definitely come out for as
like,
we know.
Like every time you think we're going forward, it's like it seems like, okay.
That's definitely sending prayers to all the actors involved on that show, because I'm pretty sure they'll find some nice work in Hollywood.
Oh yeah,
you know it gets real
crazy. I pray that some of them going to be doing other projects and stuff, and other TV shows and stuff. So I'm pretty sure they're not going to be hurt.
Show for them. They're famous now, regardless, so they're going to be working.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's just hope they get on, because you know how they treat our color people in Hollywood.
Oh yeah, treat them like a mother. I was looking at this thing on YouTube how Disney treated the black actresses and versus the white ones. Girl, I was so disgusted with how they treated the black girls on their Disney Channel. Like Raven Simone.
That's always the case.
Who else? Kiki Palmer and some other girls.
Mm-hmm. It's like you got to play this game a certain way to really be successful.
Yeah, you got to compromise your integrity and you got to compromise your whole situation just to see somebody and to get ahead. And I think that is so disgusting and tired. Like,
it is.
I mean, why do I got to suck your dick because I want to follow my dreams? Bitch, like, what is happening? Why do I have to get gangbanged at a party, bitch, just to get a role, bitch?
Because it's so demonic, and I think that's why so many artists really crumble. I think they really crumble because there's so much mental abuse through all this where they just can't believe the things they've done. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just, like, too wild for me, though. That's why I said you got to do your own thing, follow your own dreams, and not get caught up into that whole diamonds and pearls situation.
Hollywood.
Because people think fame is nice. A bitch.
Own your own shit. Put in the work. Stop trying to
take
the easy way out.
Exactly.
Because it never really gets you far. Hold up. I definitely want to send a shout out to Ancestral Terrestrials, our favorite hands and hair soap company. They're amazing. I just got my new soap bars. I got three of them this time.
Yes.
So I got the Avi Lime, which has exfoliating natural Java beads. Then you have the Agon, which is the real Japanese Wakami seaweed. This is my shit. It's a moisturizer bar. It's a seaweed bar. I love how it feels on my face. And then I got the Shamrock. An aloe, so a shamrock, and it's with fresh aloe. So I'm so excited!
Oh my god, you must send me.
I love that.
You have
product.
To send me that. Send me their website so I can check it out.
Yeah, I believe you bought some of their soaps before.
Huh?
You bought some of their soaps before.
Oh, you got some more. So you with the same people, iMoon, right?
Yes, iMoon.
Okay, I got you. I got their website, yeah.
That's you went with baby, that's the only little place for me now, because I really like their soaps. I think it's amazing. So when I like something, I keep with it.
Keep continuing buying.
And I love,
exactly.
Yeah, and I love being able to replace these retail brands with black-owned company brands. I think that's
exactly.
So beautiful.
Yes.
I think it's so beautiful. And it's better for our skin, better for our hair. So many different, any kind of skin issue you have, they have a soap bar for it. I think it's amazing.
Yes, I want to shout you out, honey. Your photo shoot was amazing, girl. You turned it for the bitch. You are too
thirsty. Thank you, babe. We had so much fun. Definitely shout out to the police.
I am so here for the look. Because, you know, one thing I have to say to you, that you definitely pushes me being around you. Like, if people around you, I think I told you this before off air, but if people not around you and not learning from you, I feel so sorry for them. Like, because you definitely, you push a bitch to the next. You push a bitch to make a bitch to go to the next level.
I just love everything that we do, you know, even just being hit on the radio to making music to all the companies and brands and social media marketing. And it's all just a real big circle.
It's so much fun, though, just to see everybody growing, everybody thriving and shit. Grayson said, I think we're about to take a break. You want to take us out?
Yes, darling, we are going on break. I'm not sure what record we're playing, but we are here. This is Gossip. In Hip Hop, Street Smart Radio, Skylar J and Ms. Deliver O. Let's go. We'll be right back.
Namaste.
I look too good to be alone. My house clean, my pool warm, just shake
smooth like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romancing in the key swing and the west wing of this mansion. What's happening? I am playing no games. Everyone that I say is coming straight from my heart. So if you're trying to lay in deep, I'ma leave the
Like, we all felt okay. Ready to go. That was nice.
Yeah.
Back with Gossip and Hip Hop. So, I don't know who this guy is, but apparently, there's a rapper by the name of Jack Boy who was just busted for gun possession or whatever. Apparently, the attorney, they're denying any kind of wrongdoing. So, maybe this is one of those things. I don't know. They say he was a passenger in a vehicle, and the driver was given a warning. There was other passengers in the vehicle. There was somebody else in the vehicle that admitted to
guns. These little kids need to get their stuff together, honey. They are becoming unhinged, honey, in public.
So I guess what happened is he was in the car with three other people, and then some body in a car say, yeah, I do got two guns. So, as always, they always attach it to whoever the popular Negro is. So now he's going His name is Jack Boy. Literally Jack Boy. Oh, okay, so forget about Jack Boy. What do you think about this whole Kardashian divorce? Kardashian wealth.
I knew you. Oh, my God, I had a funny feeling we were going to get into that. But I don't know. Like, I think she did what she could. She used him for all, you know, she used him for kids. Like, I don't know. I just think that sometimes I love Kim. She's a great entrepreneur, a great businesswoman. But sometimes I think she just, I don't know, do she really love black men or she just used them for kids and all that? It's like,
well, you know, I can't stand damn Kanye. Kanye has really been done for me. I can't stand Kanye. I've read him, and I'm done with him.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Kanye
as hell, though.
Yes.
They both.
I get it. But while I feel like I'm not going to say much because I feel like Wendy Williams, you know, she was on her little show talk about other people's marriages and divorces the whole time.
Oh, my
She's
God.
Going through the same thing.
Oh, no, sis. I think I don't want to touch that knee because I don't want no bad juju on my relationship neither. No.
Baby.
Let's not touch that.
I'm like, Miss Thing, how am I going through the same complete mess? But I guess we're in it together.
But, jokes aside, I think that she tried her best to be with him. I do. You know,
I'm sure.
He became unhinged. Like, he didn't want to take his medicine. You know, like, I mean, all sorts of things.
He couldn't be controlled. He couldn't be no longer controlled, I guess. He couldn't be controlled into the Kardashian narrative. So he had to be exiled. And so, just like the other ones, exiled. Everybody's talking about
the black
guys. I mean,
Kim is still juicy. She will find another.
It's a white guy that's in the midst of that, too, in the list of exiles. Courtney's baby father.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about Scott.
That motherfucker crazy. Yeah, I can't even
think of his name. He messing with a 19-year-old.
Oh, yeah, I did hear him with some young girl. He needs to. He act like a young kid. He literally act like a kid on that show.
Yeah, he is so immature.
You know, your boy Bobby Shmurda is out of jail now. He's out of prison.
Oh, why my boy Bobby Shmurda? And I can't even tell you no music that he's done.
No, that's the one that had the, because she really got the hot nigga. To be hot nigga. Charles, it confuses me because I start getting confused with that other girl with the girl that raps. What's that hardcore rapper? I can't even think of her name.
I don't know.
The one that looks real, I guess she's Butch. I don't know. But her song had that same kind of vibe to it.
It's so much stuff because I've been on YouTube getting all my gossip.
What happened?
I said I've been on YouTube getting all my gossip and stuff. So you know, Janet Jackson's about to do her documentary soon.
Oh God! No, you did not cut me off to plug your bestie.
Janet Jackson, yes.
You truly tried. But what's going on with Auntie?
She's about to do her little docu-series thing on Lifetime and A&E Channel.
Ooh, I want to see that.
Exactly.
I love Mother Jane.
You know I love her so dearly. That's my sister.
Well, what do you think about your niece, Miss Tekashi 6ix9ine? Because I heard she's out here.
Oh, my God, not my niece. That lady crazy, but she needs to get herself together, bitch.
Miss Thang.
That lady needs to wash all those colors out of her hair and stop it.
Honey, the girls was even dragging her, talking about, yeah, you know that nigga weird because he be getting wigs. I'm like, oh, Lord. So you know the whole time the girls just mad because he getting the good wigs and shit. Like, that is a bug.
Oh, yeah, because this motherfucker, I got to say, his lace front wigs be ruling, though.
They really do. He be getting expensive.
Like, I be gagging off his lace front, though.
And a lot of these rappers...
So is it safe to say, is he transgender or he's...
Girl, he could never. He's a rat gender. So, he's rat.
Yes,
but
I can't believe how he stopped chasing on Meek Mills. And I don't even like Meek Mills.
Oh, Lord. Yes, he called himself. Somebody ran up on somebody, but they both...
And they both looked crazy in the video.
Looking a whole fool.
Both of them looking stupid, honey. I was giving chill.
They should lie both their asses up.
Oh, my God.
I seen that video, bitch.
I can't put them in the video.
You're so disgusted by what? Oh, you said
about
the video
of Tekashi 6ix9ine and Meek Mill's madness.
I was so disgusted by Tekashi 6ix9ine going off about King Von. I thought that was disgusting.
Mm-mm.
Like disrespecting King Von, even in his death and stuff. Like, something's wrong with these new people. They have no respect for anything.
They don't. That's why they're not gonna last on Earth too long, because they do too much. Too much negative energy in the universe. How about Meghan Markle, bitch? The palace is really trying to come for our girl, bitch.
What happened?
Bitch, Harry was giving. Bitch, I had enough. Y'all killed my mother and all that.
Mm-mm. When is all this going on?
Because I think that sit-down interview is supposed to be tonight or tomorrow with Meghan Markle and fat-ass Oprah. Oops, I mean Fred Flintstone. Oops, I mean Oprah.
Not Harpo.
Harpo, yes.
Not Mr. Harpo.
Yeah.
This is off subject, but you gotta tell me whether you're here for it or not. This segment of Here For It or Not, Jersey Shore wants to do a family vacation. They are planning on moving to a new spot and finishing season 4. Are you here for Jersey Shore's comeback?
Nope.
Hated it.
Yes, hated it. No, I don't see why. Aren't they washed up, I can't call them middle-aged, but they almost middle-aged. I know they're in their 30-something. Aren't they about to be 40 soon?
Yes, darling. It's different, girl. These kids sweetie, these kids don't know who the hell y'all is. I'm going to just start there.
Exactly. These new babies, Jersey Shore,
I don't see how they
God. Did you see the Atlanta Housewives when they was had the stripper in the dungeon for Cynthia's bachelorette party?
Ooh, I saw little clips of it. You know these girls do anything to have a little horror moment. And of course, as soon as I seen that, I instantly thought Candy. It's definitely Candy's idea.
Candy was all. But you know what? It was okay. When I was watching it, I was a little uncomfortable because I've never seen that side of them. But I couldn't stop watching it because Portia and Tanya was having girl-on-girl.
Everybody
was kissing each other. And it was quite, very sexual. They had skank outfits on.
Girl, looking at that clip again just made me have to take a break, darling. We're going to go ahead and take a break on that note from Candy Sex Dungeon. Because Candy always got bring all her friends to the sex dungeon. It's crazy. It's crazy. But we definitely going to pick up on that story. We are here, Ms. Member O, Skylar J, with Gossip and Hip Hop.
Yeah, in the building.
Right back after these messages.
Bye.
Once upon a time, and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a bitch who nigga wanna fuck on me. I said my face bomb, ass tight, rack stuck up, shack height, jury on me, flashlight. I've been listening last night, hit him with that good, good, make a nigga act right. Broke boys don't deserve no pussy. I know that's right. Big bad pussy, not the Bentley Van, take a man, Balenciaga, party back, and all these bitches fuck. It's big bad pussy, not the Bentley Van, take a man. If it's up, then it's up, then it's up. If it's up, then it's up, then it's up. ain't no ring on my finger, you ain't going on my grand. Set my face bomb, ass tight, rack sack of shack height. Yeah. Jury on me flashlight, I been listening last night. Hit him with that good, good, make a nigga act right. Broke boys don't deserve no pussy.
I know that's right.
People that was like, oh, I don't like it, I don't like it. I said, bitch, that's a hit. I know.
And child, everybody and their mother was on TikTok doing the dance.
Y'all, now everybody on.
They was ticking and talking.
Y'all hate. Y'all just hate that Cardi keeps coming with the motherfucking fire. Period. I don't know. What do you think about Miss Meg? Because Miss Meg, let's get on her for a second. Because she's been, I don't know, the energy I'm starting to feel is a little different. And there's nothing that she's doing wrong. But I'm starting to feel like the album was a disappointment to a lot of the fans. I see a lot of people just did not like that album. And then she put out that freestyle type video, which was looked really awesome. It was really well put together.
Oh my god, that freestyle was tight though, with Juicy J in the background.
Yeah.
From what's the group?
From 3-6.
3-6, yes, honey. I love that freestyle.
Yeah,
though.
Like, I mean, everything about it was done perfectly, but the people just was not here for it. Like,
they've been trashing her, though. A lot of people don't like the. I don't know if she's going too commercial. I don't know. Maybe that could be it.
I do know people tend to say she sounds the same a lot. So people could be kind of wearing off of it.
Oh, yeah, the same music, the same sound, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe things
are ready. Maybe it's time for her to switch it up, honey. Like,
I'm thinking maybe things was about to shift in the direction of, what's her name, Mulatto. But I don't know.
Yeah.
It seemed like Mulatto's kind of stuck, too, now. Like, she just got her body done. She's putting out song at the song, video at the video, but I don't see the kids really eating it up like that. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's weird.
I mean, I think some of these new artists are just they microwave artists. I think they're not going to be around in the next 15, 20. Are they going to be legends? Nope.
I think it's because everybody is doing the same thing. Everybody looks the same. Everybody is
it's the same look,
body,
the same breath,
the same wigs.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I was
definitely
thinking about that when I did my photo shoot. I was like, now of course I could have really got the pictures edited so that everything looked perfect. Everything did look perfect, but I didn't want my body to look different. I wanted my body to look like my body, and
exactly.
Because I think that's just important.
Yeah.
These days, because on social media, everything is so perfect and this real small waist and this old exaggerated hip. Like, no, like, this is a real body. This is what a real body looks like. So,
yeah,
you know, I thought that was a little different than, like, the – it was sexy. It's keeping up with that kind of trend, but it's in a different kind of way, like burlesque.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. So I think a lot of the girls are just all doing the same thing. You need to really try to find your own unique way of –
yeah, take that shit.
That
like, they need to go back and watch some 90s videos again. But they need to, get some inspiration. I mean,
I'm not saying
try to duplicate the 90s because nobody can duplicate the 90s.
Everybody's putting out great stuff. I just think that the people, the generation these days, the people move on so fast. The generation of kids, like the fans, they don't stick. There's not too many artists that really the fans are going to stick to, and they're going to really, like, I don't know. It seems like they're moving on way faster than they used to.
Tell me about
that's
it.
What it gives
I want to get on this topic with Disgusting Tiny and Disgusting T.I. in a dungeon. I mean, do everybody in Atlanta have dungeons? This what is happening?
Sweetie, look. I've heard a little pieces of what's going on, allegedly, but I don't know really what's
allegedly
going on. So what's the details? What's the details?
Well, they denied it, of course. They said it didn't happen. I mean, they had consensual sex with these people, basically. Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe it, though, because they look like two weirdo couples. They look like they do that stuff to people. Like, you know, at first, Tiny wanted to be the victim. T.I. was cheating on her. T.I. was doing this and doing that to her. But the whole time, she was part of the whole shebang, you know. So I really never really liked Tiny anyway. So
you think so what they're saying is they're taking young girls home for the threesomes and
and doing extra sick shit allegedly.
I don't get into the sick shit. I don't know where that comes from. Like, you know, I like some freak shit, but not no sick shit. There's a difference. I don't know what's up with these motherfuckers.
Yeah, like, you're not going
to
pop no pills. Like, you're not going to take me under. And then when I wake up, I'm chained up to a bed in a basement. It's like, what is happening?
Peed on.
I did a fucking
recent
turn into this.
Oh,
bitch,
hell no.
I'm kidnapped and all that.
Right, laying on a pissy wet mattress. Like, I'm saying, what is
and
happening?
Yeah, a disgusting mattress by a dirty, disgusting furnace. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because a lot of those, like, them upscale fucking freaks, bitch. When they already had they nasty sex, bitch, they got to put plastic over the bed, bitch. You know you got to be a nasty motherfucker. You got to put plastic over your motherfucking bed, bitch. See, that's the – I got to put that in a song, bitch. I need to put that in a song, bitch. I'm so nasty, you put plastic on the bed, bitch. I'm going to figure out a slick way of saying that shit, bitch, because you got to be a nasty motherfucker to wrap the whole fucking – you done saran wrap the whole fucking mattress and shit up. So you just pissing and shitting on each other.
I used to love T.I. when T.I. first came around, but now,
I don't know. I think he showed a lot of himself with the whole thing with when his wife was messing with Mayweather. You know Mayweather swoop all the girls up because he just takes them shopping and buys you whatever you want. That's how the girls be around Mayweather like that because he just spoils you.
Yeah.
And so T.I. was like, oh, hell no. When he seen his wife wrapped up in that shit, he said, oh, what's going on? So you over there motherfucker getting motherfucking Birkin bags and shit. One Birkin not enough? Hell no. Tell you like shit, he's like, get five of them. I get five Birkins. I don't think the problem is.
Okay.
But it's a mess with them. It's been a little weird since that for me. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. They had that show. The show was great. They looked great on the show. I think that was a great example of a black family, you know, on TV.
I mean, yeah.
Widely,
I mean, their family was cute, though.
Yeah, definitely. What happened to the black family shows? Remember the Russell Simmons show? Not Russell Simmons. It wasn't
say in Hollywood, black people don't sell.
Girl, at all. They completely paid it, bitch. I'm like, so where is the new family shows? There probably is some new black family shows because I don't watch TV. So I'm sure there is some. But I don't know.
My new thing, I love Grownish. Grownish is too many things. Those little college students, bitch, they be cutting up on that show.
So is this a spinoff of Hot
from
Black-ish?
Yeah. And it's a spinoff from Black-ish, Mixtures. Yeah.
That'd be
it's
cute.
It's a fun show, though. Black-ish and Mixtures is a good show, too.
I never even got into it. I think I tried to watch Black-ish. I didn't get past the first episode. I didn't really get what was so hilarious about it, but
yeah,
I don't know. What do you think about Tiger
the
Woods?
The shows are just not like the shows from back in the day, honey. Yesterday I was watching Half and Half on Amazon Prime, honey. I was getting lies off of Big D.D., bitch.
Oh, not Half and Half. I remember that show.
Uh-huh, with Big D.D., bitch. That child was such a trash.
Yeah, they don't have.
Man,
like,
that fucking
remember, like,
was
hanging
funny.
Out, hanging out with Mr. Cooper. It was shows like Hanging Out with Mr. Cooper.
Exactly.
There was like a lot of different shows. Like, even with the twins, Terrence and Mayor, their little show. Yeah, we definitely had some kind of representation, child. It just wasn't our kind of. It wasn't no trans representation, but it definitely was some kind of Black representation. I don't know. It's amazing.
Exactly.
But I was talking about. Tiger Woods got into that car accident. I don't know if his ex-wife chased after him again.
Oh, yeah, I heard they said he might
have
been speeding.
Girl, every time
they
I see
they
or,
might, he
or
might
think,
have been speeding or something. I don't know.
Every time I think of Tiger Woods, I just think of course, a golf puck, but not on the course. I think of his wife chasing him down the street, hitting the back of the window
okay,
with
when
the golf puck.
Okay, when
he
banged him in the head with that, his own club,
bitch.
And he crashed into that shit. Bitch, she turned
she
his bitch
on
oh, you want to
head.
Cheat, do you?
Right, she did not play with him.
Yeah,
she
turned him, Miss
Eva,
like,
him
I love her. I never, after he turned her so bad, bitch, I never really had, I wasn't really invested in Tiger Woods anyway, so, like, I never really had
me
an
either.
Opinion of him, like, and I'm, you know, I'm not into golf or anything like that, so, but when he cheated on his wife, bitch, I just looked at him a certain kind of way, because they put him on a pedestal.
Yeah, they truly.
A lot.
So I guess tomorrow.
How about Mariah? Sisters and brothers are suing her because her memoir. Bitch.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah, her late brothers and sisters are so shady, bitch, trying to sue her for a coin.
Oh no! Why I never even realized she had brothers and sisters.
Yeah, because they. She don't even fuck with them. She don't even fuck with them, you know, because they sold her out. Even when she tried to have a relationship with both of them, they sold her out to the tabloids and, you know.
The scatness. Well, let's go on. We're going to close up and take a break. When we get back, we'll be wrapping up. So make sure y'all tune in. We're not done just yet. We are here with Gossip Hip Hop. This is Street Smart Radio. Make sure you follow us at Street Smart Radio. World.com.
Yes, on IG and on Facebook.
Period.
Exactly.
Black sheep, standing on my own truth. Mirror all at your dome like a mom got. What you want? All I gotta do is call Mook. Then he called Trey, get the boys bring us all what the fuck? You thought my reign was over? Listen, it's the queen, they call me the trans over. Yeah, you know why, hard knock is on my shoulder. Group full of thugs, best with 2 cents and one boner. Listen, Mirror all. It's Vixen. Yeah. What the fuck? What the fuck? I'm the shit. girl, multi-fascinated. Went to school of hard knocks, now I graduated. Fuck the lies, heavy stories is exaggerated. Try to take my good name, don't wanna see me naked. You a fraud, these niggas is retard. These hoes is overrated, kinda like a lease car. Come et allez-vous, I'm gone, Tiger and Sean. Moving like a pawn, cross a board like a swan. What's the fucking tea? Sipping on a Snapple, laughing at you hoes, packing when I travel. And I keep my warm seat like a roof collabble. Couple Mack trucks, nigga, all we do is drag them. Said you don't know, nigga, now we do. Like my rocks cold, like my furs too. And I keep some pretty queens on your balls blue. Have the cash when you ready, have them call you. Yeah. Fixin'.
Period is definitely a hard knock life. Definitely sending our prayers still
to
the state of Texas.
Yes, it's hard, honey, for the hard knock life, honey.
We definitely did. We have to touch real quickly on the state of Texas. As we know, a couple weeks ago, there was a snowstorm. Of course, snow is very rare down there. As far as what I know, some electrical grids went out and the water was frozen and the state was nowhere near prepared for such events. So here we have our citizens of the United States of America in their own home with no electricity and no water. They're good now, but it was a good two weeks they went without water and electricity. And I was just mind blown that that's possible in 2021 in the United States of America.
And I couldn't believe take a trip, tell Cruz, try to fake and leave his dog in the house. Bitch, why they over bitch got there in the wall. Bitch, what is happening?
This the way
Ted Cruz
they went
is late as hell.
Girl, let me tell you something. He needs to be impeached. I also really
he needs to be drugged out by his balls, bitch.
I don't feel like the Biden I don't feel like the Biden administration did enough. I don't know. I've been so busy. It's been a whirlwind. Maybe I've missed some things, but I remember him doing one speech or something. But this was the first moment for the Biden administration to show that we are here for our people. And I didn't see it happen to me. I didn't see it happen. I feel like the people of Texas by themselves, while the governor was flying off to fucking Hawaii.
Yes, bitch. But
it's a
so
mess.
Funny with seeing
it's a mess.
Ted Cruz, bitch. Oh, my God.
I mean, you see stuff like that, and it's like, some people think, you know, oh, it ain't us. We don't got to deal with it. But that's horrifying because people I love is going through it. Not only that, it just shows that this could be us one day. So when the electrical grids go off and all this kind of shit, this country is not prepared for these kind of disasters at all, not even on a small scale.
No.
Hello, two tickets to Canada, please. I'm ready to go.
Nice. You know what I noticed? Everybody talks real nice about Canada, bitch. Like
they do.
Everybody said they're going to Canada. Like
there's problems everywhere. That's life. It's always going to be the good and the bad. But
I don't know.
Like, so you mean to tell me not only am I kind of treated some kind of way and differently because of the color of my skin and my gender and shit like that, and on top of that, y'all ain't keeping a bit safe? Oh, hell no. That wouldn't have happened in China, or would have. I don't know. All these countries is a mess. I'm sick of it. I'm ready to my flight at the first. You know, they making the first space hotel. Oh, you know I'm into the spaceship. Yeah, it's about to be the first space hotel. It'll be launching in about 2027 or 2026. But you're going to literally be able to fly up into space and stay in this space hotel. Baby, I'm going because I get the fuck out of here. So I could be looking at Earth like, look at these bitches. Blow it up.
Oh, my God. Yes, you'll be up in Earth.
Bitch, I mean,
man,
up in space,
feel like
I'm
can
villain.
Her,
That'd be hilarious, but that would definitely be something interesting to see people going up the stage
for
there.
Floating around this and all that.
Oh my gosh, that's gonna be a whole thing. That's gonna be a whole thing, and I believe this is gonna be
in gravity.
The regular. I don't know if it's gonna be in our lifetime, but as people are regularly going up in space for vacation, but I believe at some point it definitely will be the regular thing to do. Like, oh, you want, where you going at? I think I'm gonna go to Mars and hang out for a little bit. Like, I don't know. I think I'll just go for assimilation. Just give me the goggles. Just give me the goggles and let me just feel like I'm there. Cause
exactly.
This thing, I'm going to be sitting back watching all these rich people trying to show off, flying off the space, and that's going to be a fucking fiasco in itself. But stay tuned. Mark my words. I'll be like, girl, like 7 years ago, I said this shit was going to happen.
that's going to be a mess, but you probably is right there.
We had a great time, as always. So good
of
to be
course.
Back on the air, cutting up and trying to rip into little pieces. I love how we always try to hit on so many different subjects just to keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, so much,
too much
it's so much tea out here.
It really is. And by the time we come back, the tea is going to be has filled
it's
the
gonna fuck
back
up. It's
going to
be a whole fresh new
so
hot
I'm
topic.
Ready.
Yes.
It's just a constant thing, and I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah,
always Dollar. Thank you all for listening in. Make sure
thank
you check
you.
Out
thank
the gray line.
We love you, Smoochie.
Yes, I believe the gray line is coming on next week. Y'all check that out. Love you
exactly.
guys. Everybody have a good Saturday
love you
night.
Too.
Until next time, we're so
bye.
Out.
Period.